Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hour 2 of the program, ladies and gentlemen. We actually do have a little bit of 2 news that we'll be discussing a little bit later on in the show. It seems like our favorite wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, is up to his shenanigans yet again.
Of course he is.
Yeah. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and give you a rundown of your headlines. Of course, we've been already discussing in depth the 20th selection for the Miami Heat. Jay Fig, it is?
No.
Okay. Kasperis Jakučionis.
Jakučionis.
Kasperis Jakučionis.
I think you said Sperius.
Yes. Yeah.
Kasperis
Jakučionis. Like, stop saying it like asparagus.
Kasperis.
KJ. Just call him KJ, man. Just call the kid KJ.
Ghosty Malone.
You want to know something about him?
Yeah.
Mobile? Look at that picture.
He is actually pretty mobile.
That's mobile.
He's a blur right there.
Like, he's basically
some
the Flash.
Some may say he's a blur. But these headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models and inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Like we just mentioned, the Miami Heat, 20th pick, steal of the draft, KJ, Ghosty Malone, Ghost, my boy, that's what we call him. Actually, I did have a pretty harsh take initially. My reaction was one that I won't be proud of if he ends up becoming some sort of Hall of Famer, like my hot take when Dwayne Wade was drafted in 2003.
Wait.
I can't even look at this one.
Wait.
Yeah.
What did you just call Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade?
I was like, who is this Dwayne Wade guy?
Oh, my God. That is nasty.
Minus one.
But if we have an opportunity to solidify a point guard of the future, I'm all for it. And at the end of the day, if he starts balling, I'm just going to deny that take like it never even happened, baby. So you better mark the footage right now because it was not good initially. But I'm going to give it an opportunity. I'm going to give it a chance to fully grow to see if this is what the Miami Heat need.
Because you know so much about basketball, you know whether it's a good pick or not.
Yeah, and
yes,
I never
look at his cap.
True, look,
he knows
it's backwards.
Everything.
It's a backwards cap. I had never even seen him before, so I kind of was just like, just lashing out via text, if
what's
I'm being honest.
What's more amazing, the most shocking thing to me at the draft,
yeah,
Rutgers had 2 top 6 picks, and they didn't even make the tournament.
So, that's happened before. Ben Simmons was the number 1 pick. His team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but what about
one guy.
2?
Okay.
Not that's 2. Crazy.
How you get 2? But, I mean, that's got to be a coaching thing at that point, right? You got 2 top 10 picks, and you didn't make the tournament? That's crazy.
That's happened.
Some other headlines that we didn't get to mention in the first hour. Tyreek Hill.
What's up with him?
He is referring to his quarterback as the best QB in the league.
Again?
Now we had.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Time out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got this one.
Yeah.
A month ago, he wasn't even in his top 5.
I understand.
They ain't played no football. Mm-hmm. And now he's the best quarterback in the league.
Well, while asked by Johnny Manziel on his Glory Days podcast if the Kansas City Chiefs would continue their dominance this season, Hill didn't just express confidence in Miami. He declared that they will win the AFC. He was quoted as saying, man, I don't know why they put us sleep. I don't think he said you asleep, bruh. He said you sleep. But he said, man, you sleep, bruh. The Dolphins are going to take that. taking the AFC. Miami Dolphins are going to take that. Don't doubt it. He then drew comparison to the NBA, pointing to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder's NBA Finals win, and said anything can happen.
One small little minor detail he's missing.
Yeah.
OKC was the youngest team to win the NBA championship since 1977. Okay?
Yes.
The Heat maxed out a whole bunch of – I mean, the Dolphins maxed out a whole bunch of old guys.
Very true. But he says that to compare them not because of their style or their roster, but he just says anything can happen. He finished it out by saying, we all know Tua is the best quarterback in the NFL. It will be a great thing, dog. It will be a very...
It would also be great.
Yeah.
If you played the whole game.
Yeah.
And you get back to being Tyreek. I will give him a pass, though, because, dude, I've tried catching a ball with busted up hand and arm.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's part of it, but he didn't look the same last year. A lot of drop balls. A lot of stuff going on off the field, right? So he need to get himself in a good place before he start worrying about other players.
Well, look, this comes days after him saying he's going to hang out with Jalen Ramsey and convince him to stay. So, you know, Tyreek is doing his yearly.
That ain't happening.
He's doing his yearly look at me. You know, right now the sports world is slow. It's a perfect opportunity for Tyreek Hill to poke his head out. And I would rather this than him, you know, potentially slapping a marina worker or, you know,
tackling a plus model,
a tree that he likes to climb, or doing anything else, potentially getting married or divorced or another baby mama. I haven't heard of all these things. If the craziest thing I have to hear about Tyreek Hill is him endorsing his quarterback, or him attempting to repair a relationship that is very visibly spoiled, I'll take that. I'll take that from Tyreek. Solid summer from you thus far, Reek. Some other news. Not sure if you saw this. We were discussing some things off air earlier, Vlad, trying to come up with various personas for all of us, WWE personas.
Yes, I did.
Jim Ross, cancer-free.
Nice.
That's right. The legend himself.
We interviewed him before.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before.
Because he does. He also does the Tampa Bay play-by-play, right?
No, that's Gene. No. That's Gene Dekhoff.
Gene Dekhoff. Listen, kudos to you for pulling that.
But we had Jim Ross. We had Jim Ross.
You might have had Jim Ross because you might have been trying to sell some barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce? It's a good.
Not at that time. Oh. No, we were just talking about
wrestling. Maybe AEW was trying to get his name out.
Oh, that's right.
But no, so what we were talking about off the camera was like, for some reason, you know, I love the wrestling, so therefore I was thinking if the Tobin and Leroy show, if they were wrestlers, what their finishing moves would be? Marcos is clear, it'd be the frog splash.
For sure.
So that's pretty obvious.
Good. Pretty good.
I say Jay Figg would be the Raven. Quote the Raven, nevermore. I mean, it's just the leather jacket, the goth look, the heavy metal look. It's the boots. It's definitely Jay Figg. That's amazing. Rob Vladdam.
Ooh.
Yes, I would also do the frog splash.
No, you can't copy mine.
No, but mine's is better.
What?
Yeah.
You can't just declare that yours is better.
Mine is better.
But you know what I can say, I
could do the Vlad Daminator. I could do a lot of things.
There was multiple frog splashes out at
there. Was multiple frogs. Yes.
I understand that. But I just didn't like how you declare that.
Well, and also the 420 with me. It just all fits. Rob Vladdam.
Right.
Tobin. I was trying to figure out Tobin. It definitely has to be in a submission move.
Yeah, I feel that. It's a submission move, and even though he's not from anywhere that has an accent, he would fake an accent.
Oh, he would definitely fake an accent.
For sure, absolutely.
He'd definitely fake an accent. But it would have to be like the cross-face crippler or the ankle lock.
Yeah, I don't know. Something that makes him like a...
Doesn't require a lot of movement?
You can lay down and do it.
Yeah.
Leroy, your football would have to be... It'd be the spear.
Yeah, it'd be the spear.
Yeah, sure. It would have to be the spear.
Absolutely.
You would just spear tackle somebody and boom. That'd
Which,
be
by
it.
The way, speaking of the spear, how do you feel about Goldberg being back?
He's about to retire.
So. I am over it. He's about to retire?
Yeah, this is his final match.
No, okay. How many times? Like, how old is this guy?
Hey, man, listen.
These wrestlers, they need to, when they stop, wants to come back for one
when they stop making
run.
Money, when they stop printing money, that's is the it. Minute that those wrestlers will stop wrestling.
The man is 58 years old. That's crazy.
Yeah, so that was it. That would be it. I'm trying to figure out a move. You know who I'm trying to figure out a finishing move for? My cousin, my cousin. Dan Day.
Oh, Dan Day?
He's small.
Yeah.
Mm. And he has a French accent.
So here's what would happen. He would do tag team, and somebody would throw him into the opponent.
Ooh. Oh, it'd be me and Ye. Yeah, we'd be like the Rock and Roll Express.
You know what, though? I think he'd be the first wrestler to have, like, the Drunken Monkey style.
Definitely have a drunken.
He'd be just, like, you know, kind of wobbling and then, like, stumble into a really cool move. I think that's pretty cool. Why we went on that tangent? No clue.
I just no clue. No clue. I wanted to get whatever was on my in my head out. That was it.
Enjoy that, everybody.
There you did. You just shared Vlad's thoughts. That was it.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to dive into the biggest headlines circulating the sports world, including a possible expansion being blocked by this NBA owner.
Ooh,
we got that and more on the Tony Leroy Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Paradise City, aka the Tobin and Leroy Show.
That was a beautiful intro.
Thank you. Wrote this song. Poor Leroy. He's at home with the StreamYard, so he can't hear because of the copyright purposes, but that's okay, though. We miss you, Leroy.
He wouldn't be jamming to this.
To Paradise City? No, Leroy has a strange music taste. If it was
it's not strange. It's eclectic.
Eclectic is the word.
All right, whatever. Straight. If it was in a commercial, he loves it. For sure.
I listen to all music.
Yeah, he does. He does indeed.
I listen to all music.
Now, before we went to break, I did discuss a possible expansion that was being circulated over the past couple days with the NBA. Now, according to a couple articles here, our boy Bill Simmons, who's not our boy at all, but you get it.
The sports guy?
Yeah. He claims.
What's up?
The owner that is blocking NBA expansion at the moment.
Is Mickey Arison?
None other than Knicks owner.
Oh, James Dolan?
James Dolan.
I know why.
And why is that?
It's probably going to have to do with his Sphere. It probably has something to do with his Sphere Hotel.
Mm. His Sphere Hotel?
Yeah.
Sphere.
Sphere, right?
I'm like,
casino?
Okay.
Yeah, the casino hotel?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he don't want an expansion in Vegas.
He probably doesn't want an expansion in Vegas.
But here's, you know, what's crazy about that, you do realize, like, when you start a new franchise,
they got to give money.
You got to give money.
To the other 29 owners.
Correct. So, basically, he's like, mm-mm.
Well, look, this is a discussion on Bill Simmons' podcast with Chris Mannix. The conversation started with Mannix saying, we're going to get two expansion teams probably in the next 3 years. I think the NBA is going to step on the gas with the expansion now that the Lakers sold for $10 billion. Bill Simmons responds with, you know who's roadblocking them right now? James Dolan. He's got a little bit of anti-expansion owner in him just because he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to share the media rights. And the Mannix responds with, James Dolan doesn't want to share anything. He votes no at every single Board of Governors meeting. Go back and look at some of these meetings. How many of them were 29-1? So essentially, just peeling back the curtain there to reveal.
Yeah, so basically, Vlad. So basically, he's the Al Davis of basketball.
Essentially, okay, he's the Al Davis of basketball.
It's that's something about New Yorkers. We always got to be.
But Al Davis, you know, at one point, Al Davis was the commissioner.
Right, but Al Davis was more that was personal. Him and Pete Rozelle, that was personal. You know what I mean? That's just the New Yorker in them just like wanted to be an outlaw. Mm. Now here's the thing. Who's straight snitching that Dolan's the one that's always saying
Why
no?
Bill Simmons.
No, but somebody's telling Simmons. Because let me tell you this.
Well, you got one of 29. Maddox. Well,
Maddox. That's what I'm saying. So even if I'm a guy, like I could have gone to Dolan. Dolan could have been like, no, I'm not the one that said it. But somebody, like there's multiple people's like, yeah, it's the Knicks owner, James Dolan. And by the way, it makes sense.
Probably is.
When Dolan was out of the business, that's when they were succeeding. The minute he comes back, they firing coaches and, you know. Everything's in distraught. But that's James Dolan for you.
Well, look, we know that Seattle and Vegas are waiting in the wings.
So
other than those two, he said there's three that could potentially be coming. Where would you like to see a basketball team?
So there's three that's possibly coming. So they're not moving certain teams from one conference to another? Because if you're getting Las Vegas and Seattle, that is two teams in the Western Conference. That would mean
Yeah, but they'll move one of them.
Like that means your hometown might be coming.
They'll even them up. They usually always do that.
So it's probably like New Orleans and Memphis goes east.
And then what happens is that first when they first get in, you might just put one in the east, one in the west. But then after they're settled in, then they'll do some restructuring. And like you're talking about, then New Orleans and
Memphis
will be in the East.
To use your point from early in the show, the NBA don't need to do that. I don't need a team in the East of the Mississippi to be in the West, playing in the Western Conference. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have to do that like they did back in the days.
New Orleans used to be in the NFC West.
Right.
The Saints.
And it took them a long time and money and all of that.
Here's what happened. When they expanded, right? Then, like, so when the Browns came back and then they did some realignment because when I was playing, Seattle
was in the AFC West, yes.
Right. And so that's the same thing that happens in all sports.
Yeah.
First you add the teams, right, and you just put them in a conference. And then after a period of time, then they realign.
But
it'd
be a long ass period of time. Like Atlanta was in the NFC West for a long damn time. Made no damn sense.
Yeah, with the Saints.
Right. Made no sense.
It's weird because and college football is starting to get like this too. Like most of your divisions were regional. And you know, I think with expansion, it kind of broke away from that a little bit. But now organizations and leagues are starting to realign them to make them more regional.
They got money. They got they got flights. They got charter flights now.
Look, in a perfect world with no restriction due to any sort of financial reasons, other than Vegas or Seattle, where would you like to see an expansion team go?
In basketball?
In basketball?
Yes. My answer...
It's
got to be a lit place. It's got to be a place with nice downtown, like a nice afterlife and stuff
Carolina?
Like that. No.
They already got Charlotte,
They got Charlotte and people
went
them
out. Oh, they got Charlotte.
People went them out.
What about,
I forgot about them, which probably means.
Baltimore?
No. Hells no.
The Baltimore King Crabs.
You crazy? They'll be selling heroin and all that stuff outside the arena, man. You don't need all that.
The Orioles and stuff.
Who else?
They got a lot of teams.
Come on, man.
What about Virginia?
Didn't they have a team in Virginia? Or maybe ABA had a team in Virginia.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. No disrespect to Virginia.
Basketball pretty much covers all the areas.
I'm not
of
trying
interest.
To go to Roanoke.
What about Tampa? Tampa Bay.
You already got Orlando.
The Tampa Bay Stingrays.
Yeah, you already got Orlando.
You got Orlando. All
right.
Unlike football, basketball has pretty much.
Nashville might be the move.
Oh, Nashville.
Croquetta King, that's a good one. Nashville, lit.
They added the Oilers.
I need a name, though.
Then they got the Predators.
Yeah.
They got the Titans. They got the Predators.
They don't have baseball. and they don't have basketball.
What would we call them? The Nashville what? The Nashville Hot Chickens.
No.
The Nashville Whiskey Barrels.
Nashville Cajuns.
What?
Nope.
Ah, no.
Too far north.
Too far north. Right?
Crazy.
Too far north.
The Nashville Cowboys.
What?
No.
The Cowboys of basketball.
No.
What? There's like multiple Tigers.
Stop it.
What
the
about?
Nashville Swifts.
Let me see.
Swiss?
Swift.
Oh, Swifts. Swifts.
No. Why? Ooh. You want someone to hate them now?
The Nashville Music.
The Nashville Notes.
Not too much like the Jazz.
Blue Notes. Come on, it's got to be something country related. Come on, man.
The Nashville Blue Notes is not bad. What? I was saying that wasn't bad. No, I'm not doing a Leroy this
time. That's probably the best one you've
Nashville Blue
of,
Notes.
What about Puerto Rico?
San Juan?
Yeah, you know there's a big basketball culture over there.
Yeah, they might kill DeMarcus Cousins out there, man.
Well, he might kill them.
Yeah, he might kill them.
So I tried seeing what animals Nashville is known for. Yeah. It's deer, coyote. Ooh, coyote.
Coyote.
The Nashville Coyotes.
Nashville
okay,
coyote.
I like that.
I like that. That's what's up.
Nice. Turkey raccoons. The crack raccoons.
No, we can't call them Nashville raccoons.
Wait. I think the best one would be coyote.
The Nashville
Coyotes.
What about the Nashville?
Didn't they have a hockey team called the Coyotes?
Ooh, yeah.
No, that was Arizona. That was Phoenix.
Arizona.
Yeah.
What about the Moonshiners? The Nashville Moonshiners.
That only applies to
they'll come out to Deliverance.
Yeah.
the Nashville Banjos.
Ooh.
They'll come out to Deliverance. Hold on. All right, so they need other cities. All right, so we got Nashville.
I like Puerto Rico. No one's necessarily against
Puerto
Rico.
All right, no disrespect, but we want it. The 50 states.
The continent.
Wow, dude.
No disrespect.
All right, so no Alaska, no Hawaii then.
No.
Right.
All
right.
It's got to be in the 48.
Wow.
Because I ain't going to lie. The Honolulu.
Do we want another Canadian team?
No.
Nah, but I mean, no. You
can't. Oh, you know what? Hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Vancouver can get their team back.
Oh, boo.
Come on. Vancouver can get it. Because I'm not playing in. We're not going to Edmonton. Hell no. Edmonton don't need another
sport. Vancouver is just right across the Seattle border. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
Puerto Rico, guys. You want to give Vancouver a team?
The BC, bud.
Yeah, but you can't go to an island.
Ooh, that's true.
Like, that's a lot of travel, dude.
Nah, if guys go to Honolulu, they're not leaving.
No, but that's such a long flight. That's such a long travel. Puerto Rico is like 45 minutes from
No, home. You could do it, though. If you go a West Coast trip, you play in L.A., boom, you take a trip from L.A. to Honolulu. You there?
How long is that flight?
Six hours.
Still 6 hours. Like flight.
6 hours from L.A.
2.5 from L.A., Vlad. That's way different.
Hey, Vlad, I made that mistake, too. Because so many people from like San Fran and LA would go to Hawaii for the weekend, right? So I thought it was just a little puddle jump. No, it took me from Florida. I went from Florida to LA. That was 5.5-6 hours, and then another 5.5-6 hours to Hawaii.
Damn. Okay, so Honolulu and Anchorage are out.
North Dakota.
The Bismarcks?
We need to show love.
Nah, I'm not going to North Dakota.
They're not big enough.
No one really wants to go to North Dakota.
No.
Sure
I think the NBA is kind of hit the major markets, if you really think
right,
about it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You could go, the only other place you could
Kansas
I can think
City,
of
maybe?
Is like Columbus.
Vegas, Seattle, yeah.
Or Cincinnati. Because you got Kentucky right there.
To Cincinnati.
So far.
Come on, man. Nobody wants to hit the Rust Belt. Come on. Cincinnati. You want to go to Cleveland, Cincinnati?
Yeah,
man,
but no, but I'm saying.
That's not a lit trip.
But wait, but I'm saying because Kentucky's
Pittsburgh.
Right there.
What about Pittsburgh?
What about Louisville?
Louisville's
not bad.
That's not bad.
Right.
They would love basketball, professional basketball.
Right.
There. So
that's
Louisville,
what I'm saying.
Louisville's
you can't
one
do it
them.
In Kentucky. Kentucky's a little, I mean, you might be able to do Kentucky.
You definitely, that's Louisville.
I think, yeah.
Kentucky.
Well, yeah, you go Louisville, but I'm thinking.
You could do Indy, you could hit Indy, you could hit Louisville.
That's why I said Cincinnati.
Indy has a team.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But if you're doing a road trip, like you could hit Indy, Louisville.
The Kentucky Colonels. I can see it now.
Alabama, Mississippi, they're out.
I'm not going.
Alabama.
Nobody.
No, that's a football place.
Let's relax
about Wyoming?
Wyoming.
How about North or South Carolina? It's we got now. Carolina.
Is it?
Wyoming? We got
Charlotte.
Rich people.
Exactly. You got two teams in Texas.
You got three.
Three?
Three teams in Texas,
Dallas,
sorry.
Dallas, Houston.
You got San OKC.
San Antonio.
We already got the, you got Chicago, you got Milwaukee, you got Minneapolis.
I think we've had some solid contributions.
You said five, though. We only gave you three.
No, I didn't say five. Did I say five?
Yeah.
Well, because here, you got Vegas, Seattle. You can go Nashville.
We said Nashville.
And then you Louisville. Go Louisville. That's it. We tapped out.
That's it. We're done.
What was the third one you said? Cincy?
Puerto Rico.
No, we need to say
Puerto Rico. I said Louisville. I was thinking Cincinnati, Louisville, and that area.
And Nashville.
You would pretty much touch every area.
What about Orlando?
They already said no to that.
Do they, though?
They already have a team, numbnuts.
But do they, though?
No, well, you meant to say Tampa.
Yeah, they'd be pretty good if they was healthy.
Yeah, they would be pretty good. Before, that'd be
And then they just traded. Then they traded. Who traded for Bane?
Let's take Washington's team.
Orlando. That was Orlando, right?
Let's just replace that one.
Orlando.
I got it.
See, that's the right. You see, now you're bringing up the conversation.
Bad teams, right?
Maybe we shouldn't expand. Yeah. Maybe we should remove.
Yeah, remove. Force like a remove of ownership.
Or, like, yeah, take three teams and
I wish they did that to
one.
The Marlins.
Who would you get? Ooh.
Get rid of?
Yeah.
Charlotte, Washington.
And Utah. There's no need for a team in Salt Lake City, bro.
And the Knicks.
But you can't get rid of them because they've been around longer than – that organization been around longer than the Heat.
Who? Like the Jazz?
Yeah.
They came from the ABA. Nobody needs
no,
that.
No, they didn't.
They were the New
they
Orleans?
They came from New Orleans.
All right. Well,
the Jazz, though.
It's Salt Lake City, bro.
I mean, they whitewashed music.
They're literally whitewashed.
Like they're not even unique. No one plays jazz in Utah.
I'm trying
take
to
Utah's
yeah, what
team.
Mormon got, plays yeah. jazz, bro?
Take Utah's team.
Tell me what Mormon you know plays jazz.
No one.
The Mormon Wives.
Do they?
No,
telling you, it's just
they
because
use a
they never.
Instrument.
It's one of the. It's one of the weird things. Like when you go, like everybody associates the Lakers with L.A. But the name Lakers doesn't fit L.A.
No lakes.
Right. Yeah. They start off as Minneapolis.
But Minneapolis Lakers don't have a ring to it like the Los Angeles Lakers.
I know, but so that's because we've gotten accustomed to it.
I mean, that's
it's
just
the same thing. We say the same thing about Utah Jazz.
I mean, what are they going to call them? The Utah Mormons?
No. But most, like, nowadays when you move, you got to get a new name.
The Utah Basketball Club.
That was the hockey club.
The Golden Day Hockey Club.
Not in a mammoth.
Yeah. Oh, the ukuleles.
The Utah ukuleles.
That's right.
The Ukes. We got the Ukes and the Utes.
They probably play more ukulele than jazz.
Than jazz, for sure.
Yeah, that's absolute.
I'm positive. I think we've settled it, guys.
All right, we've given the NBA three
Oh, that's
teams.
A good one. The Utah Cougars.
That's actually pretty good.
The Cougars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Utah
for all the Cougars. Old women there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
All the shows.
I don't know about is that
the Utah Jazzy Bells.
What?
It's the jazz, but we just added
the
a little
Jazzy
bit.
Bells?
It's like we're keeping the name, we're keeping the tradition. We're just adding a little bit.
Somebody gotta be the mountains, right?
The mountains. The Alps.
That'd be a WNBA team.
That
could be somewhere in Wyoming.
The peaks.
I'm gonna keep pushing for Wyoming.
You can't have a team in Wyoming.
Why not?
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Leroy is shocked you even asked him
why not Leroy.
Huh?
Why?
Look at all the cities you have teams. Does that match up?
Casper?
No.
You can't go to Casper?
Casper, Casperus, Jacuchonis?
No, Casper, Wyoming.
Ah.
You go know, the only thing that I've been to Wyoming, by the way.
Really? Why?
Did you like it?
They have hold on.
Were
so
were you playing with Leroy?
No.
I'm
let me explain. So my mom and my dad had a little separation.
Oh.
And my mom, we moved to my godparents in Denver.
Okay.
When I was in Denver, I had a cousin who was a pilot.
Okay.
And he, one weekend, we got up on Saturday, took the little Cessna, which was terrifying, flew to Wyoming, saw the Cheyenne Rodeo, which is like the biggest in the world, and then flew back.
So a little young black boy went to a rodeo show.
This is why he has a fear of flying, by the way.
In Wyoming.
Why? Them little bitty planes.
Leroy, exactly. Other than you and your, was it you said God, was your cousin?
My godparents and my brother.
Other than those four individuals, three individuals, how right. many other black people were there with you?
There's black cowboys. So, it was doing their thing.
So were you inspired? Did you want to be a cowboy?
No. You know why? Because every time I got close to a horse, I saw somebody get kicked. And I'm like, Leroy is out.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Why were they getting kicked?
I don't know.
I one time a guy got kicked. He was changing the shoe. And I guess he hit something. And the horse put him out. Right? And then I saw a horse bite somebody. And I'm like, I didn't even know they bit. To which somebody replied, they got teeth, don't they?
So Leroy's scared of horses, but he has no problem being around show ponies.
No, so here's the deal.
He's scared of those two.
Let me tell you. No.
That's a bar, them horse,
bro. Them horses that I was around was a lot different than them little trotters we see going around Davy. Like, you know, when you walk up on a horse, like one of them horses that just muscular and just like got sweat glistening from his mane and all that stuff. And you like, this is a beast, right?
Hey, now, yo.
At the corner over there, we got a big horse and a little bitty like a small person horse. And they just hang out right there on the corner and people be walking by and messing with them, right? Saying hi and whatever. Nope. Mm-mm. Y'all crazy. I don't mess with horses. Let me tell you, I saw somebody get kicked in the head just changing the shoe. That woke me right to believe up.
So he was unlucky. Okay. That's what happens.
Okay, well, guess what? That's okay. Listen, the great thing about this world, right? The great thing about this world, you ain't got to lock everybody or everything.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's just like me and my family having an understanding, right? If it's a spider or a roach or something like that, I'm your guy. I walk around here with my chest out, saying it with my chest.
Leroy, you're right? Like, I ain't scared of that. Million times the size of those insects.
Right. But if I see a garden snake, I'm out.
What about if I see a mouse?
If I see a big worm that move like a snake, yeah. I'm cautious.
Hey, yo.
What about a rat or a mouse?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good to kill those or like capture
those?
Yeah,
I used to live with those in the hood.
They were pets.
Like, y'all, huh?
They were pets to Leroy.
Mickey Mouse.
Nah, dude. And in Louisiana, they ain't got no mice.
Nah,
them's
only
rats.
Yeah.
Rats.
Swamp rats.
Big old rats. But, yeah, I could deal with that. But snakes? See, where I'm from, all the snakes was poisonous. So when somebody say to me, oh, they ain't nothing but a little garden snake, I'm like, I ain't got that close. I don't know.
Makes sense. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will check in on our championship Panthers. Bill Zito was on the Joe Rose Show this morning, gave us insight on whether or not he'll be able to keep and retain the talent he acquired. And a little fun fact going out about the parade that brought a little bit of insight as to what was being sprayed on the audience. That and much more on the Tobin Leroy Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome summertime, back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Summertime vibe, vibes. If you
I like
will.
What you did. I like what
see,
you did.
See
there.
What I did there. See
I like
what
you did there.
You know, a song I was listening to this morning.
What's that?
Oh, where y'all get on new clocks that naughty?
Oh, you were listening to clocks.
I don't know why I was listening to that.
Dude. That's a song, man. That's a party. Yet that's Come a party on, jumper, bro. That you play that, everybody's going crazy.
Thanks. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Right now we got Figgy, Vlad, Leroy, and Froggy holding things down. Our boy will return next week, which means, yes, unfortunately, you have another day of me. All right, let's not all clap at once.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Please, please. Before we went to break, I did mention that I wanted to check in on our championship Cats after following them an entire season.
Where's the trophy at right now?
Well, that's a good question. That is a good question.
They should put like a...
Are they repairing it?
Wasn't it still in the Bahamas?
Who's in the Bahamas?
Yeah, it was Brad Marchand, Forsling, Reinhardt, I believe it was.
Let me tell you this. This is
Ekblad.
We got to track the cup.
This has got to be the quickest friendship I've ever seen in life.
Yeah.
With Marchand and the boys. Like, this is the quickest op to friendship I've ever seen in my life.
The last pictures I saw, I believe it was...
The Avengers weren't even that friendly that quick.
Raher?
Yeah, where...
Yeah, put on a shirt. Come on, man. What's going on?
Dairy Queen?
Jesus Christ, these guys.
Well, it's the Bahamas.
Greer was also there.
Got to get a tan if you're going to be...
Marchand got a dad bod, even little.
Yeah, he's like 41, though, right? No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's like 38.
38?
37?
He's 36?
He's like 37.
Yeah, I just aged him very badly.
Stop doing that, Marcos.
I apologize.
37 years old. He just turned it, too.
Not sure if you guys saw the story that came out that, as you know, it was very hot, this Panthers parade. So the Panthers were kind enough to spray water to the fans that were in attendance. And what ended up being released to their social media yesterday was the water that was in the water guns was actually the melted ice from the final game.
Championship ice, guys.
Championship ice.
Wait, you
melted it down?
Time out. Hold on.
Yeah.
They were spraying people with the championship ice?
That's what happened, yeah. So at first we just thought it was water. You know, it was hot, so they're just spraying water, potentially champagne. I don't know. But the social media team released a video on the Panthers' social media accounts that revealed they took... Dates off says unhygienic.
It's true. Yeah, I know where my J's were. Where my J's been.
One day is not going to hurt you.
I don't know. Everybody's walking on that ice. There was shoes. There was skates. There was heels. There was boots.
I'm sure they filtered it.
And they also took it in the ocean where there's poop and whatever.
Leroy.
Yeah, it's unhygienic. That Stanley Cup is dirty.
You know,
bro.
Animals go too.
Stanley Cup is dirty.
How dare you talk about my ocean way.
Listen, we all know what Mr. By the way, and I saw him during the Stanley Cup finals too.
Who?
Jaromir Jagr.
Oh, yeah, our boy.
Yeah, and Stanley Cup's boy, too.
Yeah, Stanley's boy.
Yeah.
Bill Zito.
They also spit on the ice. Man, yeah, you're true. Not drinking it.
They also bleed on the ice.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure they did something because I'm
Maybe
positive.
Maybe it was after the Zamboni passed. I don't know.
Mind you, this is the ice that we like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm just reporting what the Panthers told me. I don't know if they had some sort of cleaning process.
They told him specifically, okay?
Yeah, they called me.
Yo, don't be shooting me with no game.
Somebody
game
say
six
minus
dirty
one for
ice
ocean slander. I didn't speak of the untruth.
Are they smashing the ice or are they scraping
it? Yeah.
Smashing the ice. Bill Zito was on the Joe Rose show this morning.
Billy Z
had this to say about whether or not he's going to be able to keep everyone.
Try to keep the guys and, you know, I think there's a way. It's important to remember that if there's not, it's that's life, and we'll shake everybody's hand. I mean, it's almost not even really negotiating. It's more like mediating. We're going to spend it all.
Yeah.
And there's only so much to go around, and we'll try to get it done. And I'm really hopeful that we can.
All right. Well, I mean, he said it there. There's not going to be a negotiation process where they're going to try to get him for the best rate. They're going to spend everything. And if that's not enough, I completely understand. You could probably get a better offer elsewhere. I've heard Marchand receiving offers from Toronto. I've heard Utah's interested. I've heard a lot of different things.
Wait. Toronto and Utah or live in Miami?
Yeah. Look. I mean,
Leroy, it's great that you mentioned that because I was talking to George from Florida Hockey Now, and he was covering the Marlins Braves series. And I asked him, I was like, yo, dude, with all the money, like, are they going to be able to keep these guys? And he said, don't think $3 million is not a major difference. Like, if Toronto or Detroit or somebody offers Ek Black $9 million compared to what, say, the Panthers offer him $6 million, that $3 million is a difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be a difference. And players don't necessarily have to say they live or reside in the city that they're playing for.
No, I know.
So
I lived down here while I was playing.
So therefore, you were saving a lot of money, even though you were playing in Cleveland, Minnesota, and Baltimore, and all these other places which might have had a higher tax. So your agent, your management, and yourself were very smart. That's the same thing that can happen with Aaron Ekblad. Now,
yeah, but you taxes in Toronto are ridiculous.
Well, if they pay you a little bit more money, you're going to be good. Like that.
Okay, so let's break it down. Okay. If you pay 35% tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have no state tax here. So I guess if you live in Toronto, the national tax, and then you get the local tax, because Toronto's, you know, very high tax place. So say you end up with 40-45% of that, right? 40% tax. Once you do the state tax, the local tax, and then, you know, you still pay tax in the U.S. even though you play in Canada if you reside in the states.
Well, yeah. So, like I said, I was
right. Saying,
yeah.
So how much is that $3 million really?
Talking to George Richards, like I said, he said, like, that don't act. $3 million is $3 million. Somebody offers him $9 million, six, he will consider it. And it depends on what market, what team. And
my question is not that, but what is the equivalent to that? So, how close can you get to that where they show the money and say, well, okay, to match that, we only have to give you another million. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to be that far off once you figure it out.
Now, as we're discussing the Stanley Cup champions, AJ Greer of the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. Today, we'll be giving away a ticket. Just one ticket is all we have.
Just one?
That's all we have.
The golden ticket.
It's mine.
Golden ticket.
Sorry, no, it's not.
If Figgy wants to give it up, it will be for you guys to have a chance to meet and greet and get an autograph with him. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington. When we come back, we'll be giving away that ticket. Like I said, we'll give you your latest headlines. We'll get into some more games. We got Goosies or No Goosies and so much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.